If you didn't get in on Google's IPO auction or were one of those turned down, take heart. Michael Martinez is a business reporter for the Associated Press. His company gave him $1,000 to try to buy just 5 shares of Google stock.
The whole idea behind our story was to go through what everyone else would go through, your average investor.
So Michael Martinez opened an account with Ameritrade. That's one of the underwriters handling the IPO. And he obtained a bidder ID number from Google. Then came Ameritrade's questionnaire to determine whether he would be eligible to place a bid.
The first 11 questions were fairly simple. Am I an employee or an agent of a brokerage house? Am I an officer of a public company? That sort of thing. Those were no problem. Then they asked my investment experience and knowledge. They also asked me for my liquid net assets beyond home ownership. They asked if I understood that this was a risky investment and whether I understood that this was my own investing decision and that Ameritrade was not responsible for any decisions I made. Answered all those questions, clicked submit, and literally 2 seconds later, if that, the screen pops up telling me I'm not eligible.
Ameritrade wouldn't tell Martinez why he was rejected. That's against company policy, but he has a pretty good idea.
3 of the biggest things they were looking for were the experience, the knowledge, and the funds. And when you invest in an IPO, it's obviously very risky, and you have to have liquid net assets that you pretty much can lose without worrying about it. So I have a feeling, given my own personal situation, if I had to hazard a guess, my liquid net assets beyond home ownership, which I think most Americans, you know, most of their assets are tied up in their home, there's not much there.
Google has promoted its stock offering as an opportunity for the little guy, but it didn't work out that way for Michael Martinez.
This thing has been billed as an IPO for the people. It's been billed as something that, you know, we're sidestepping Wall Street. We're going to put it out there for everybody people. Well, that's not necessarily the case, because the underwriters do have to protect themselves from risk. So the average investor, in their eyes, is fairly above average.
And if Michael Martinez had been allowed to purchase Google stock, his company, Associated Press, says it would have sold the 5 shares 48 hours after Google began trading publicly and pocketed the profits or taken the loss. But since that didn't happen, Martinez is waiting to get his company's $1,000 back from Ameritrade, and says he and AP may try their luck with other brokerages.
We may give it another shot and see what happens. If I had to guess, I don't think I have even a 50-50 chance.
Thwarted investor Michael Martinez is a business reporter for the Associated Press.